welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always, always online at npr.org. And you know, we always got one eye on the front page, but we got another eye on page 16. And that's where we get the inspiration for this next segment, and we call it The Ramble. So the Vermont Democratic primary takes place March 4th. And apparently a big Vermont business is taking sides. Allie, when I say big Vermont business, what comes to your mind?
Ice cream.
That's right. Ben & Jerry's, the founders of Ben & Jerry's, have endorsed Barack Obama. They made that announcement yesterday. They also donated two Obamamobiles, Honda Elements, outfitted to tour Vermont and give away cherries for change.
Are those just little square super boxy cars?
Yeah.
They're sort of funny looking.
They are funny looking.
But they're cute. They just border a straddle, cute and funny looking. Yeah.
They make cute little ice cream trucks. So Jerry Greenfield, Jerry of Ben & Jerry's, compared the Obama campaign to the beginnings of his company, saying, quote, "What we saw is that when you want real change, it's not a marketing slogan. You have to do things differently, and that's not going to be done by someone who's been in the system for years and years." That's according to Jerry Greenfield. So, there you have it. You know it's getting pretty serious when ice cream gets political.
Oh, you think he's going to get a flavor?
His own flavor,
Obama-licious
maybe.
Or something?
That would be the ultimate endorsement.
That would be good. In our continuing series of Lost and Found Cats, we bring you the story of Miko from Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's not just a cute story about cats. You're going to learn something by the end of this. We promise.
Okay, I'll pay attention.
Jade Schulte's home burned to the ground in December. Then her cat, Miko, disappeared. Everybody thought, oh, Miko's a goner. But 2 weeks ago, pick up the phone, call from Pueblo, Colorado. Now, here's the thing. Pueblo, Colorado, 240 miles away. Miko, safe and sound. No one's really 100% sure how she got there, but the officials at the animal shelter, they figure Miko hitched, got in the back of somebody's truck, and rode it up Interstate 25. Now, how do they know where to call? This animal services,
yeah.
Please. This is where you learn something.
Okay.
Miko had a microchip implanted in her neck with all of her owner's information. And apparently, Albuquerque requires all pets to be microchipped or get an ID tattoo.
Wow.
That was the learn something part.
I learned something. It's a little crazy, but it helps you get your pet back when they go hitchhiking. Okay, now to Florida, where a church, it's called the Relevant Church in Tampa, Florida, has issued what might be construed as a somewhat bizarre challenge to its parishioners. The married parishioners have been instructed to have sex every day for 1 month. On the other side, the single men and women in the church have been instructed not to have sex for 30 days. And the whole idea behind this is for the church to fight divorce. They say that healthy sexual relations, mm-hmm, between a married couple, it's an integral part of a successful marriage. And the pastor, the head pastor, says in 30 days you can develop a habit. And
true.
So he's saying, you know, people, cuddle up. Get busy. Most people in the congregation were a little bit taken aback by the idea. And apparently the head pastor, Paul Worth, has said the married people are a lot more freaked out about this whole thing than the single people. But we should point out, we spoke with a woman named Joy Wilson.
Yeah,
Allison,
we've been on this tip for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. This is a woman who has a business dedicated to sex toys for Christians, married couples.
Yeah, the idea is that there's not a lot of pornography on it, but
exactly.
She's promoting
the idea of
healthy sex life.
Exactly. So, you know, people at Relevant Church.
And what happened to the story after we did it?
Number one on the most emailed list at NPR News. Someone's paying attention. Someone likes that topic.
Oh, boy. Now, this is kind of an interesting story. And at first, this might make some people mad. Because people, when they hear about inmates getting certain kind of treatment, they become angry. You know, why? Somebody's in there for
doing something
bad. Yeah,
what should they get? Cable TV.
Yeah. New York City jails are getting healthier meals for inmates. They're getting rid of the white bread, sweetened drinks, and butter. Putting in place fresh fruit, whole wheat bread, wheat flakes, unsweetened muffins. Now, the Department of Corrections Commissioner says that, you know, it doesn't cost anymore and that these people are in our custody. They don't get to make their own choices. We have a moral obligation to make sound choices for them. They interviewed an inmate who's like, oh, it's gross, it's bland, but I guess it's healthy. Now, the point is, according to the Department of Corrections Commissioner, is that this will ultimately save the city money in the end because the cost of inmates either having a stroke,
yeah,
or getting diabetes is far greater than spending the money on giving them healthy food.
Sounds like a good idea to me. And finally, a sad ramble. Farewell, Captain Sakto.
Captain Sacto calling control tower. Tell all the boys and girls I'm coming in. From out of the blue comes Captain Sacto, landing at a secret airfield west of Rockville.
Harry Martin, the man who played Captain Sacto on Sacramento children's TV in the 50s and 60s, has died of cancer after being diagnosed just a month ago. He was 81 years old. In addition to his role as Captain Sacto, he was a news anchor at KCRA-TV there in Sacramento and interviewed many a celebrity, including John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Johnny Carson, and John Lennon. He'd still break out the Captain Sacto act at birthday parties, apparently. He's remembered as a skilled interviewer and a generous mentor to younger reporters. Hey, that is your ramble, folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.